When you were first elected to the bench, did you notice any reaction from your colleagues, from the other judges? Did they accept you even though you were a woman?
There have only been two bits of prejudice shown to me by the same judge. And they, I would say, would be far outweighed by the generous treatment and the help that I got from every other judge.
Was this prejudice shown at the beginning of your...
Yes, when term? I was first appointed. In the, about a year after that.
And was this prejudice definitely because you were a woman, do you feel?
I don't know that I could answer that. Perhaps the judge simply didn't like me, you see. Perhaps he would have acted that way if I had been a man. I'd have to know more about his inner thoughts before I could answer that. My impression is that it is because I was a woman.
Did he later mellow?
No, but I know him.
Was he still on... was he still there years after when you were there, too?
He was there a number of years, yes. He's not there now. He became the presiding judge the year after I was appointed to the court. My first presiding judge was Judge James Toothaker, who was presently on the Superior Court, and no one could have been finer or more friendly to me.
Was that very difficult then when this other judge was made the presiding judge if he did show prejudice against you?
There were only these two incidences that I recall.
Could you elaborate on them?
Yes, in one instance he called a meeting of the judges to be held at the men's dining room or whatever it was at the Grant Hotel where women were not permitted to go, you see, in the noon hour.
Did he do this on purpose, do you believe?
I'm sure he did.
Did you speak to him about it?
No, I was very new on the court, and I was hurt, but I didn't have sense enough to say, yes, I object to this procedure.
Did any of your fellow colleagues mention it to him?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So the meeting went on without you?
Yes.
Would they have allowed you in the Grant Hotel, do you believe? If,
I made no effort to find out. They probably would have, you see, but I was just too new and too hurt, and it didn't occur to me to take steps that I should have taken, I guess.
What was the other incident?
It was the assignment of a case to me, which was a hot potato. This has been done by other presiding judges to women. Judges. Judge Florence Allen of the federal courts no sooner was made a judge in the lower courts in Ohio, I think it was, when her presiding judge assigned her the dirtiest sex case on the calendar. This was years ago. Well, this involved sex, too, the case that was assigned to me. But that assignment boomeranged because the a well-known local radio commentator went on the air and pointed out in no uncertain terms that the presiding court had assigned this case not only to a woman judge but to the newest member of the court.
And then what happened?
Nothing. I tried the case.
You did go ahead and try the case. And do you feel that the press was on your side? Or did you ever feel any antagonism from the press?
I have never felt any antagonism from the press. There have always been nice editorials about me. I don't think this particular case was mentioned in the press, but it was noted on the air. It was rather unfortunate. I had the choice of taking, of having to make up my mind which expert to believe. Two experts testified. And I chose to believe the one which would hold with the innocence of the defendant. I'm not sorry about it to this day because the presumption of innocence is very strong. However, years later, I found out that the expert testifying for the defendant admitted that he had liberalized his testimony. He did, in other words, he didn't really believe his own testimony, and that was the testimony that I believed in the court.
What do you do in a situation like this?
Nothing. I never regretted that I gave the defendant a chance to leave the community and start somewhere else again, which he did.
Did you find it hard the first year?
Very.
That you learned?
The first 2 years, at least. Nearly killed me.
Would you like to elaborate on that a little?
No, I just think it was natural. It was hard to work because many people would come into the courtroom to see a woman judge, where they'd never go near the courtroom of a new man judge, for instance. Club women would come in, just spectators would come in, and so forth.
They were curious.
So you were working more in a glass bowl, you see, than the men would be working. And this makes you nervous when you really don't know your way around too well.
You said the first 2 years after that, did they stop coming in, or did you just become accustomed to it?
Oh, I think they had stopped coming in long before that, but I began to understand more and to have more confidence. You see, I hadn't done any criminal work when I was in private practice, and of course, on the municipal court, over 99% of our work is criminal. So you have a lot of things to learn, not only about law, but about courtroom procedure and how to accept your responsibility in the courtroom to keep the courtroom going. You are responsible for the things that happen there.
Do you feel that the other judges were as helpful to you at that period as they could have been?
Yes, with the one exception.
Did you ever feel any prejudice against you from, we'll say, the attorneys who were appearing before you in court, or members of the jury, because you were a woman?
No, I don't recall that at all. Of course, you see the younger men coming along at that time had mothers who were working, and I think this makes a difference.
Had there ever been a woman judge in San Diego before you?
No.
So you were the first woman judge?
Yes.
Do you think this made it extra hard then?
Yes, I think it was a novelty for people.
After you became a judge, was it like you thought it was going to be?
Yes, only I don't think anybody can quite describe the feelings of a judge. There is a loneliness and a weight and a responsibility. It's hard to put into words.
Did you find it hard to make decisions when you first became a judge?
No, I don't think so. If you don't know what you're going to do on the bench, you can always take matters under submission and review the cases and make up your mind in private, in your private chambers before announcing it, you see.
So that gives you a little time then to think about it. You don't have to make the decision right at that moment.
No, you don't have to. And if you're not sure of yourself, of course you shouldn't. If you're sure, it's better to state your decision and get it over with while everybody's there.
Did you find that in the beginning you did this quite a bit?
Probably more in the beginning.
Do you think there's any difference in the decision-making process between men and women?
I don't know. I never thought about that. I wouldn't think so. You're working with arguments. You're working with cases, philosophies. I don't think it's a question of sex.
You don't think emotions play a part in the decision making?
Oh, no.
In what way did your private or home life change after you became a judge?
It didn't change. I was living alone then, as I was before.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Do you think that if you had been, it might have been harder?
Yes, I suppose so, because when you take up anything new, you see, you
did
have
you
to
find,
think about it more and put more thought into it.
Did you find you have to bring a lot of work home?
Yes, I did bring quite a bit home, more in the beginning than in later years.
Did you have time still for friends and social events?
Oh, yes.
Well, did you notice any change in attitude of your friends?
No.
What kind of cases did you hear mostly while you were in the municipal court?
Criminal work.
Are there any other women judges in San Diego at the present time?
No. We're very disappointed that Governor Reagan has not appointed a woman to take my place.
Have there been any vacancies since
have been several vacancies, and we still don't get an appointment.
What do you think is the problem?
The women think that Governor Reagan doesn't like women, and I think so too.
Are there any qualified women who have submitted their names?
Yes, there have been.
Is there anything that you can suggest that the women might do to persuade Governor Reagan?
No, I think this new group of women lawyers who are now organized will be thinking up these ways to approach, new ways to approach the problem.
Do you think the County Bar Association could help in any way?
No, I don't think it would be their function to help.
Do you know if they've been approached
I don't know that. No. But I'm quite sure they wouldn't take any position.
What about the other large cities in California? Do they seem to have judges, women judges?
Yes, there are a lot in Los Angeles. And I think San Francisco and Oakland have them.
Have any of these been appointed since Governor Reagan came in?
Yes, I saw one was appointed not long ago. I think it was in the Bay Area.
What do you think is the difference then between his appointing one in the Bay Area but not in San Diego?
I don't know his reasoning. I don't understand it.
How many judges are in the municipal court?
In the city of San Diego, San Diego Judicial District, I think 22.
In the municipal.
And then we have municipal courts, you see, in El Cajon and Oceanside.
And how many are
I'm not sure that I know. Three or four in each court, I would say.
And then how many would be in the Superior Court?
25.
So it's close to 50 judges?
Yes, and we should have a woman both on the Superior and the Municipal Court here, because we're a very large court. I suppose politics comes into it. One of the applicants was a Democrat.
Have any of them been Republicans?
Yes, I understand so.
This local group in town, who the committee appointed by Reagan, do you think they're the ones responsible for this?
I think that's hard to say. One of the group talked to me about one of the women, and I highly recommended her, and he said that he would do. But she didn't get appointed.
How many on this committee? Do you know that?
I understood three were on it.
And they speak for all the attorneys then? Really?
No, they don't. They just speak for themselves. They're appointed by the governor and they're responsible to him. And they probably contact people that they think would know something about the applicants, just as the one contacted me about the woman. Involved.
If a woman were interested in running, could she ask the San Diego County Bar Association to support her, and would they write?
No, I don't think that you can do it that way. I've never heard of it being done that way. And I don't think the county bar would take a position. I don't think they should, really.
Then they would ask more individuals to support them.
Yes.
Did these particular women who have applied, did they do that, do you know?
At least two of them did, to my knowledge.
Are there any other vacancies either coming up or right or in the court right now?
There are no vacancies right now. There will be one municipal court, I think, the early part of next year.
Are the women trying for that one?
I hope so. I don't know.
When are you supposed to apply?
As soon as you know there's a vacancy.
Would they have to wait till a vacancy became?
They wouldn't have to. They could do it any time. But it's been customary to wait till there is a vacancy.
When did you retire?
December 1, 1971.
So,
1 year.
And you had 18 years on the bench.
Mm-hmm. I retired as soon as I could, when I became eligible.
You wanted to retire then. It wasn't a mandatory rule that you had to retire at that time.
It wasn't mandatory.
What is the mandatory age? Is there a mandatory age?
No, under the Judge's Retirement Act, it's a question of your age and the number of years you have served. When those two things jibe, you can retire. But when you get to be 70 years of age, you must retire if you wish to retire on 75% of your salary. And you must have served at least 10 years. If you retire when you're under 70 and you have enough years on the scale, you retire at 65% of your salary, which is what I did. I couldn't see waiting the additional, it would have been 3 years. I was 67 when I was eligible. Mm-hmm. I would have had to put in 3 more years to get the additional 10%. It didn't seem worth it to me.
What have you been doing now that you're retired?
Oh, I've had 2 nice trips in the last year.
Oh.
I always go somewhere every year anyway. This year I've been away twice. And I've been home a great deal. I enjoy being at home.
Do you have any special hobbies?
Genealogy, but I haven't done much on it the last year, is my main interest. And of course I'm interested in antiques, but I haven't done much about that.
Have you had a chance to read? Or?
Yes, I've done a great deal more reading than I was able to do before, principally biography.
Oh, any particular biographies? Or?
Yes, I read 2 about President Nixon, and I read one recently about what's the name of the British writer? Marianne Evans, who used the other name, Elliot, George Elliot, which was very good. And Jenny Churchill. And I don't remember what else at the moment. Oh, Mrs. Scott Fitzgerald, Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was rather interesting. Having lived through those years when they were so prominent.
Do you have any time for clubs or organizations now that you didn't have before when you were on the bench?
Well, there hasn't really been any difference. I go to the Altrisa Club. They made me an honorary member when I lost my classification because I wasn't active, you see, in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose they made me an honorary member because I was the first woman judge and the only one on the courts. I also belong to the English Speaking Union.
Oh, what is that?
It's a group which fosters the better relationships between the English speaking countries.
Oh. Do they meet regularly here
in
San Diego?
Yeah, they're international.
Mm-hmm. What are your opinions of the contemporary women's movement?
Wait a minute, the Historical Society and the clubs. I go to that.
Well,
so I try to be active in San Diego Historical Society.
Oh.
It's very interesting. Yes, so I attend the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
my opinion of the women's lip movements, I don't really know very much about it. And I'm inclined to think that we get along just as well if we pay attention to the work ethic. Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. You just work. I think we get along if we just mind our own business and work.
Just before you retired, or the last few years, did you notice a difference in the women lawyers? Was there a change in the attitude of the new lawyers? Were they more liberal-minded?
Yes, I think there's a difference. I think that they're very inclined to be more women's lib, some of them. The ones who started this organization of women lawyers certainly think that women are not getting the breaks they should.
Do you think they're actively going to try to change it then?
Yes, I think they will.
About how many women attorneys in this area would you say?
Oh, at this time I think they're close upon 100.
Well, do you think the feminist movement helped you in any way then as a judge?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think you in your capacity helped the feminist movement in any way?
Yes, I think we can help by setting a good example and by working hard and just keeping our end up, as a man would do and be admired for doing.
Do you think your being a judge helped the women's movement then by adding prestige?
Yes, definitely.
Did you ever try to help the movement in any way?
No, I've never been active in the...
Were you asked
that
to speak
kind of
before?
Group. Oh, yes, I used to do a great deal of public speaking, but not in the last 5 or 10 years.
Do you think the status of women has changed in the last, say, 10 years?
Oh, I don't think I'm really qualified to answer that. In general, just from general observation, I would say yes, that they have more freedom. Freedom of movement and choice, profession, that kind of thing.
Do you think that there are more opportunities available to them today?
Yes, I think they're making more opportunities for themselves. I don't think they're as inhibited, perhaps, as we were 30, 40 years ago.
Do you think this is good?
Yes.
How widespread do you think this movement is?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you think it's more a small vocal group rather than the great majority of women who are...
Well, I can't answer that either, but more and more I think you hear about women who are almost speaking against women's lib than for it.
That's interesting. You mean... working women who
think it's nonsense and who think that they get ahead just as well by minding their own business and doing the work.
Have you had experience with these people?
No, I think I'm just going more from television programs that I've seen.
Have you noticed a change in the dress of women? Lately?
Oh, yes.
What is the court's... idea on this?
Well, before I left the court, there were a lot of the new young women lawyers coming in very short miniskirts, and I don't like it. I like to see more dignity.
It's the prerogative of the judge, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you ever use that prerogative?
Yes. In the early days of the short miniskirts, I refused to allow one girl to testify unless she were properly clothed.
What about pants? Do you find women attorneys wearing pants?
Yes, it seems to me that some of them do. I have no objection to pants.
Do you know if any of the judges do?
I understand that there's a judge on the court who doesn't like women in his courtroom in pants. But I think that's an exception. I believe most of them just accept it. After all, the main thing, the main question to be answered is, what is the attorney properly respectful and decently clothed? Well, you can't say that pants are indecent. Women jurors were wearing pants a great deal before I left the court. And that's fine, they're comfortable, and they're more comfortable in the deliberation room, apparently.
Recently I read in the paper where there's something about a turban controversy in the Superior Court. Do you know anything about this?
Well, of course, I know the attorney involved. He's practiced before me, Mr. Jensen of La Jolla. And evidently it is his position that the turban is part of the costume not to be removed, even in buildings or in rooms.
Is this a religious...
I gathered that it was. I don't know his position. I never talked to him about it. He's practiced before me dressed in Nehru jackets and so forth. But he's always very respectful to the court.
Has he had his turban on when he's practiced before you?
No, I've never seen that. He's always been very neatly and dressed and very clean and very polite. I have no objection whatever to his appearance in court.
Evidently, some of the Superior Court judges wouldn't let him practice in their courtroom.
That's what the press said, yes.
What would have been your stand on that? Would you have objected to a turban?
No, I would not have objected to it. I might have asked him, but once getting his explanation that he considered it part of the costume not to be taken off anywhere, I would have accepted that, because my whole focus would have been on his behavior in the courtroom and to me. And Mr. Jensen has always been extremely polite. I have no quarrel with his courtroom manners. But I don't know the whole incident. Maybe he was not polite to a Superior Court judge. I don't know. It's very dangerous to say things when you don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is he was always polite to me and always clean and neat.
Have you ever felt any discrimination as a woman at all, even before you were a judge?
No, I've told you the only two instances that I know about.
When you were practicing law, then you had no clients?
Oh, no. And the suggested fee schedules at the bar apply to lawyers. They don't apply to men lawyers or women lawyers. And the judges' salaries are the same. It doesn't matter to which sex you belong.
When you were in the county clerk's office, did you notice any difference in pay there, perhaps? Between the men and the women?
No, the different positions paid different amounts. The courtroom clerks earned more than the clerks in the main office. And I was in the main office.
Were there any women?
There were no women court clerks. They came along later.
What is your stand on equal pay?
Well, it should be, of course, for equal work. There should be equal pay.
What is your opinion on the grand jury system?
Yes, I know. I've been reading the controversy. England has now outlawed it for many years, I believe. So they apparently feel it doesn't serve a useful function. I think it's gotten too big. It might have been necessary in the early days. I wouldn't like to see it abolished, because I think a lot of the times it's better to have the grand jury indictment than to go by way of the municipal court to have the preliminary hearing.
Why do you feel this?
Because in the sex cases, you don't want to put little kids through the trouble and agony of testifying over and over again before various persons or bodies.
And this might happen.
Yes, because you see, you have the preliminary hearing, which is public. Then, if there's evidence, you're bound over to trial in Superior Court. So up there again, the child would be testifying. In the meantime, if you go by way of indictment, the child's probably just been before the grand jury, which is a smaller secret session body. You see. I think it has its place, perhaps, in some violent sex matters, sex crime matters.
Are there any other instances where you think it's valuable?
No, I think it's gotten too far afield in the main.
What are some of the objections to it? I know there's been a lot in the paper lately.
Well, I think there are other ways to get at the problem besides having a group of untrained people passing on all sorts of governmental matters.
How is the grand jury picked?
By the Superior Court judges.
Do they submit their names?
No, I think the judges just select them from among people they know.
Oh.
Did you mean, does a grand juror apply to be a grand juror? I don't think so.
Are there many women on the grand jury?
I don't know that either. I imagine there's a representation of women.
I imagine they would have a problem of time, too, wouldn't they? A working person might find it hard to be on the grand jury.
I should think so.
What would they replace the grand jury with?
Well, we have all sorts of investigative bodies, district attorney and city attorney.
Do you think they could just abolish the grand jury then? And
well, I do. England has always been very much in the forefront of legal matters, and they don't find any need for it. In the old days, where transportation was hard, you see, and the county seat was miles away, all these things might make a difference, but we're a very small world now. I don't think we need this extra body.
Do you look for it to be abolished then within a few years?
It may well, because we do follow England in many ways.
Another thing we've been hearing a lot about lately is the court's merger. Could you explain some of the proposals in this?
I can't explain the details. The general thought is that there should be one trial court. At the present time, you see, we have two trial courts, a superior court and a municipal court. And the proponents feel that there should be one trial court throughout the state. And we on the municipal court agree with that. And I think many superior court judges do too. But they don't want to do the work that some of the municipal courts have been doing, for instance, in small claims. Some of them would find that tiresome, and they don't want to do traffic work, which they would also find tiresome. So I think many object to it on that ground. It would be work that they wouldn't want to do.
How would the cases be assigned then?
That would all have to be worked out administratively. It could be done. There's no question about it.
Do you think seniority would come into this at all?
Yes, I should think so.
This would mean the newer judges then would be
probably doing preliminary hearings and things of that sort, and traffic work and so forth. Traffic work is very interesting work, as a matter of fact.
So rather than being appointed to the Superior Court level type of cases or the municipal, you would just be appointed to the court.
The trial court, whatever they call it. See, we have the trial courts and then the appellate courts and then the Supreme Court.
Is this being considered by the state bar?
Yes. I think they have not been in favor of it.
Who has been in favor of it?
As I say, many, many superior court judges and municipal court judges.
Is the legislature?
Well, they would be the ones to pass on it. I suppose it's before some of their judicial committees, but I don't know. I don't know the present status of the bill at all. I think it didn't really get off the ground in the last session. But it will come up again and again, and someday it will be there.
Did you enjoy being the judge?
Yes.
If you had to do it all over again, is there anything you'd do differently?
No.
Any cases that you wish perhaps you had a second chance at?
I suppose that's always true. But it isn't fatal, you know. If you make a mistake, there are always you can always grant new trials, and the attorneys can always appeal your decisions. It isn't just a one-shot type of thing, your decision, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any future plans?
No.
Just to enjoy life.
Yes, I guess that's right. I've worked 50 years of my life. So I think that's enough work.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you today that you would like to add on your own, on your feelings of women in society today, or women in the legal field?
No, but I think it's a mistake to emphasize sex too much. I think the emphasis should be on temperaments and dispositions, and the type of work you're doing, and whether you're doing a good job. I don't like to be divisive about it. I just think there's just too much said and thought about sex making a difference.
All right, well, thank you very much, Judge Bradley.